Philip Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station. Sex you up.
A survey suggests a decline in the world's oldest profession. As with most surveys, you got to read the fine print. And there are some organizations that are upset with the survey, namely the organizations that oppose prostitution because they don't want you to think it's getting better. They want it to be a terrible problem. So here's what you decide what you think of this. And it is what Joe has been saying for a while. The group is, what's the name of the group? General Social Survey, a project of the independent research organization NORC at the University of Chicago.
NORC, love it.
Yeah, we're going to NORC you out.
Uh-huh.
It's meant to track changes in American society. It's funded principally by the National Science Foundation. These would all be good indicators to me because scientists, good scientists, don't want to influence the outcome of their surveys. When you're funded by, I don't know, big tobacco.
Right.
Or people who don't like tunnels or
Monsanto
whatever.
Monsanto comes to mind.
The seed company.
Right.
Then clearly there's an agenda. And you, by the way, you can sway research by how you ask the questions and who you ask the questions of. And it's frequently done in business. Businesses set out to prove a hypothesis that's good for their business.
Are you for people dying slowly of a disease or more quickly?
Very slowly.
Oh, so you're for diseases killing slowly. Okay, good.
Thank you.
For diseases killing slowly.
Well, this one's a pretty simple question, and it's been asked now since the 70s.
It's not that simple.
Well, it's have you ever paid for sex or been paid for sex?
That's like, have you ever shot someone or been shot?
Right. That's a difficult question.
It's a
question
totally
to ask.
Stupid question.
Well, I'm not saying it's the smartest question. And
it's incredibly like that,
I don't
isn't
know.
It?
It's like a glue trap for husbands.
Maybe.
No, Joe's actually right, because what are we talking about? Are we talking about actual physical contact? Are we including things that are not actual physical contact, like having voyeur cams or having a woman interact with you online?
Yeah, who knows what that is? And or even going to a deja vu, is that paying for it?
No. That's
let's get right down to what Joe
what
thinks.
About pressing your forget it.
Well, I think in the context of what
do you think paying for it is?
Well, yeah. They're asking what it means. For sex. I mean,
well,
I'm not,
ask Bill
not
Clinton
saying,
what that means. What does that mean?
Not for watching a movie, not for going to a nightclub, for companionship.
People who watch a movie do end up
That's not what this
there
survey is
about.
There has
to be two people and it has to include friction is what the survey said.
Yeah, I don't know if they get that.
Contact resulting in climax.
Right. And
is that what you believe?
Well, that's what this survey is.
You're being very evasive. I don't know why.
Does that include sexting? Does that include sexting content?
No, it doesn't. I'm just giving you the
what
statistics.
If that leads to...
It's a legitimate survey. It's in every paper in America. You can see it on page 2 of your
so
Seattle.
So is the horoscope.
Well, well, the horoscope's buried. This is on page A2 of the Seattle Times this morning.
Joe loves the survey.
I don't love it. I'm just reporting the facts. For the first time ever, less than 10% of men answered yes.
That's true. And it's the same question that's been asked over decades. The theory as to why the numbers have gone down. Between 1991 and 96, nearly 17% of men said that they had paid for or received payment for sex. I think most of them paid for it.
There's one guy. Yeah. They pay me.
Yeah.
They pay me. Go on, sorry.
That fell to 13.2% between 2006 and 2011. Last year, the number hit the lowest point since the question was first asked, 9.1%. Statisticians caution the unusually small number could be a fluke. Maybe we're building it up for next year. The survey drew no distinction between buying and selling, which is kind of weird. Men are assumed to mostly be customers. The numbers seem to be shifting with the generations. Older men, much more likely to say they've bought or sold at some point in their lives. Younger men, less likely to report doing so. Now, I think the answer to this is incredibly easy. The internet. The internet makes it extremely possible to hook up with people. Why would you pay?
Exactly.
That's the number one theory, is these adult friend finders or whatever in places.
Which you've been saying consistently for the last 5 or 6 years. Why would you pay?
Well, I was talking about stuff online to view. I said I wouldn't, yeah. couldn't imagine, as much as people are trying to get you to watch these free samples, how much money could they be making?
Yeah.
But finding somebody is a whole different deal. I've never looked, but apparently it's pretty easy. The other theory they have is we have a smaller military now. Not that everybody in the military pays for sex, but
statistically, a higher percentage of them do.
Yeah, especially
they're off serving our country. They have needs,
and apparently the price is right.
Uncle Sam, wink, wink, doesn't care.
It's well,
they also they're going to places where the culture is a lot more accepting of that way of life. I mean, you go port of call. Bangkok,
really, are they headed to Linwood?
Justin Bieber was just spotted in a whorehouse in Rio de Janeiro.
I heard that.
Went in, shopped around for 3 hours, came out with two.
No, he was out back playing in the ball pit. They have one of those ball pits.
It's called the waiting room.
Okay.
Dave is on the phone. Dave, hello.
Oh, good morning. Without enough KY jelly, there seems to be too much friction when playing Hide the Salami.
Friction. Thank you.
Okay, and why did you call? Thanks for that fun fact. Why did you
that's
call?
A siren-worthy thing. Was the word of the day friction?
It was, luckily enough.
Well done.
Yeah.
Dave, Pedro is just a little dry this morning, so you're not getting it. But here's your prize from Eric.
If you have won a 4-pack of tickets to America's largest antique and collectible show at the Puyallup Fairgrounds Showplex this November 9th and 10th.
Yippee-doo!
There's a man.
Yes!
He wins on the reaction. He gets a second prize.
Yep, and you also get a $50 Weldon Barber gift certificate in celebration of the Mo Dog Challenge.
All right. Go Hawks.
All right.
Go
thank Hawks. You, Dave. Hang on.
Yippee-doo! Antiquing all week.
Well, he just gave Pedro a thing he can, clip and play on the air anytime he wants.
Yes.
The yippee-doo, I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I like yippee-doo.
It can be our show's signature tagline.
Yeah, that rules.
All right, so survey suggests fewer men pay for sex, fewer men are in the military, and the internet is hooking people up easier. 712. Chuck Lamb is a guy who doesn't look very healthy. He's pale. There's bags under his eyes. He's getting on in years. However, Chuck is perfect for his job. He's an actor who specializes playing deceased people. If a movie or a TV show needs a murder victim or someone to keel over from a massive heart attack, believe it or not, Chuck is their go-to guy. He's got a website called deadbodyguy.com. Chuck Lamb, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, Chuck?
Hey, how are you?
Well, wow, you have more energy than I expected. yes, good morning. What an interesting specialization, Chuck. Did you set out to do this, or did it just happen?
Well, it started as a bet and a joke between me and my wife, because we watch Law & Order all the time, and I've always wanted to be in a TV show or a movie. So I told her from sitting here in cold Columbus, Ohio, that I said, I can do that. And she goes, well, how are you going to do that from here? So that night I dreamed that I was laying dead and they were talking over me on Law & Order. And I jumped up and woke her up and I said, hey, I put my hands on my hips like Superman. Actually, I can be Dead Body Guy.
And come so on.
We started taking pictures around the house and putting them on the internet. And the way the internet works now, everybody's sending everything out virally. 6 weeks later, I was on the front page of the New York Times. And then it just went crazy from then.
Go Buckeyes.
So this is just you and your wife going viral online.
Yep. It was that easy. I mean, people started picking it up, and it went to different websites like College Humor and Reddit and things like that, and it just went crazy.
Who was the first show to capitalize on your viral website by putting you in as a dead body?
The first TV show?
Yeah.
Was What I Like About You with Jenny Garth and Amanda Bynes.
Nice score.
Amanda Bynes, yeah, when she was sober.
Yeah, we was nice in the dressing room.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It was just fun. It was just fun. Her and I, Jenny and Amanda and I, got to spend time together while I was all in makeup, and they are really hilarious.
okay.
Wow. So wait a minute. This is so. This is cool. So they were like a fan of you because you became deadbodyguy.com, and they were getting you, the celebrity dead body guy, to be their dead body. And so the stars actually met you. Do you realize that most dead body guys don't get into the dressing room with Amanda Bynes?
Oh, I know. That was they were they loved the website, and we spent, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes while I was being made up to be dead, and they had wedding gowns on, and they were getting in makeup. Yeah, we had a blast. We sat there for about 20, 30 minutes and told jokes.
How did you die in that one, and what scene can we see you in?
It's in the very final episode, their finale, and she finally marries this fireman guy or whatever, Jenny Garth does, and I guess they've been waiting so long to get married that I was laying in the chapel, and I'm just laying there dead.
All right,
you know, because we've been waiting so long, and I died, and nobody even notices.
It would have been more fun if you were smoking meth and eating bath salts with Amanda Bynes.
Well, that'll come. You know, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
He's been on The Jury as a murder victim, Stiffs as a dead body. That's a movie. Your dream is to be on Law and Order. Are they holding out?
Well, the Today.com just did an article on me. And I guess she wrote a book with the guy from Law & Order, and she passed my information on to the casting director. So I don't know if they're going to call or not because, you know, I live so far away, and it's an extra position. But I'd fly myself out if they'd let me do it.
Wow. They have to pay you. I mean, they have to fly you out. They'll do it, though. If your website's still popular, you have on your site some tips for playing dead people. Some of them are good. Do you actually rehearse these things, like breathing slow and trying to look dead?
Well, yeah, I'd love to stay here and say, you know, I'd like to practice my profession and everything, but no, I really don't.
Okay.
I take a couple shots of tequila or something, and I lay and just try to go to a happy place.
That's all you need to do.
Try not to throw up.
So this is all just fluff for your website.
Yeah, sure it is. I take a pain pill or something, and I just,
yes.
Right.
Sounds like you subscribe to the
Amanda Bynes.
I was going to say.
There is some skill to what you do, though, because I've seen, you know, shows, and I go, man, it's amazing because this guy, how do you not breathe? I mean, how do you not have your stomach move? And
Well, there really is. I mean, you've got to just let everything calm down and just, you know, relax. That's the main thing. And when you've got all these people running around snapping things in your face and running a tape measure, you know, and these big lights going on you, there's a trick to it. I mean, not fluffing it up too much, but there's a trick to it.
All right, you still got a day job, Mr. Lamb?
Well, I'm retired. I injured my back, and I've had 5 back surgeries since all this started.
Oh man, you don't look old enough to be. How old are you?
55.
Yeah, you're young, retired. Wow. So this is a great way to pick up a little extra bling.
Yeah, they most of the time, yeah, it's about $1,500 when they fly me out to a horror convention or something like that.
Right.
So yeah, they fly you out, give you a couple bucks, and. Now, have any of you guys seen my movie, Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? No.
Can't say as I have, Chuck.
It's a huge cult movie right now. It's about a demonic turkey.
Yes, go on.
That kills a bunch of college students.
Yes.
It was like number 2 on Netflix for a long time.
No kidding.
Yeah, they've actually made a sequel of it already. So
Thanksgiving, anyway. You're killing
now, when you say my movie, you wrote the screenplay?
No. That's just the first one that I got to talk in, and believe it or not, I was the biggest name in the movie, so...
Gobble, gobble, gobble!
I like gobble, gobble.
Oh my God. That's all I got to say.
That's cool. Well, wait a minute. Hey,
I love it.
I admire your tenaciousness. Anybody who sticks to it and tries cool, interesting ways to get ahead is A-plus in my book. Do you want to become a more serious actor?
No, not really. I've just had...
That's a real... What a way to go for it.
To dream the impossible dream.
No, not really?
We never thought it was going to get this big. I mean, 50 million hits, you know, 155 different countries. We'd been in 400 different, you know, magazines and newspapers. No, we never thought all
that. So you're not branching out?
No.
You haven't put up...
It's a lot of fun from a crazy old bastard in Columbus, Ohio.
All right. Well, but how about crazy old bastard's wife? Deadwifebody.com. Why don't you put her on there, too? That way you could travel together.
Well, I've taken her to as many interviews that I could go to. She went on CBS Early Morning with me. She and they actually did a couple articles on her, what's it like to be married to a madman.
Neat.
It's fine.
Right. Sounds like you're having a blast, Chuck.
Chuck, have you ever blown a take? Have you ever had to have a scene reshot because you breathed or you giggled or farted or something?
Well, yeah. Joe Polito, I don't know if you know who he is or not, but he was in Stiffs. And his thing was to, like, carry me for about, oh, I don't know, 5 seconds or whatever. And he, when he picked me up, he kneed me right in the back. So I actually went, ow, you know, and, you know, it didn't seem good, guy in a body bag going, ow. And then one time they went to zip up the body bag over my face and hit my nose, you know, and I twitched, and the guy goes, stop, 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 stop. Then again, one time, I could talk all morning. Then again, one time on the jury, they laid me down. I was in Florida, and I was in a sand dune, and they had this, like, railroad track camera above me. You know, they built this big contraption to get a full scene or whatever. And they laid me down in red ants. So I'm laying there real quiet for about 10 minutes, letting it, you know, letting them just bite me. And then finally, I just jumped up and started running. They had to hose me off.
Real dead ants.
Yeah, red ants. Not dead
red ants. Biting ants.
Real red ants, not the mechanical kind, little ant robots.
No, real red live ants.
It was an accident. They didn't mean to lay you on the ants.
Right.
Man.
What kind of waiver do you sign? All right. Chuck Lamb and his wife, what's your wife's name?
Tanya.
Tanya, having a great time of it. Enjoy, Chuck.
Thank you so much. Hey, go Bucks.
OHIO, buddy.
What a fun thing to do. Anybody can live the dream on the internet. You just put your website of what you want to do.
It's exploding. I don't know about the internet, but just entertainment in general.
Courtney Stodden is divorcing her creepy husband.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, former teen bride Courtney Stodden, older husband Doug Hutchison. Remember we heard them the first time and you rolled your eyes and we were like, yeah, right, sure they're in love.
She was 16, he was 51.
Right. Doug had to get permission from Courtney's parents, and they were okay with it because of reality television, right?
The fact that she would eventually... there's actually no reason for them to be okay.
Thank you.
There's no reason. And they seem very normal when they're interviewed. And she's just like, we know Doug. He was her... Because he was her acting teacher.
Right. He's a great man. And she's a lucky girl. And we're happy to have him in the family.
He's a wonderful man.
Right.
Whatever the plan was, and I'm sure it was... We'll say okay to this. You be nice to her, and then the two of you get your own TV show. Good luck with everything. Like, they basically traded her out.
All right. What did they say about it? Is there any audio, Pedro?
Jody can actually impersonate the audio right now. What do you think they said, Jody? No, there's no audio available. But I bet you money.
No,
Jody.
No comment. Yeah, just the legal papers.
God, she couldn't shut up when she was marrying him.
Oh, she'll be talking, I'm sure.
Courtney Stodden. All right.
They were on... the most recent VH1 season of Rehab, Couples Rehab, which is the dumbest show. Yes, I watch it. It takes brain power away from me, and I allow it to happen.
Right.
They're really, really, really a terrible couple to have to
Spike, how old are you?
50.
50.
Yep.
What if your daughter like wanted to marry a guy older than you? Like, she's in New York, she meets some businessman,
right.
And I mean, I'm not saying it would happen. Maybe it wouldn't ever, possibly.
So
but suspend disbelief for a second.
How much are we talking? 30s? Are we talking twice her age? 50? Are we talking 40s?
Older than you.
Older than
guy
me.
Guy older than you.
Okay.
Like, would you come down like a ton of bricks no matter how rich he was?
I hope that he's an actor because he could play a dead body on Law and Order.
Okay,
There wouldn't be enough left to find a fingerprint.
Like, you wouldn't even meet him.
No.
You would reject it based on the age.
No. I'd fly out to meet him. Yeah. And
but
I can.
I mean,
the bad
news
is I can only fly into Newark, so they'll have to meet me out in a field in Jersey somewhere.
I get it.
There's
you would
nothing
decide before meeting.
There's no way. There's no way that
a
lame wolf in his 50s would be the right man.
A sweet guy who suddenly had been
the mind of a child, that kind of thing.
Not the mind of a child, but let's say his wife had passed away, and he was very loyal to her, and your daughter was working nearby proximity to him, and they got to be friends, and, you know.
Oh.
Is there ever... I guess what I'm saying, is there ever any circumstance where it would be okay?
Sure.
And you're saying no.
Sure. No.
Let me talk you out of it.
Well,
you're reasonable.
You're
so
right.
Wait a minute. If there's a guy... So she just took a new job, by the way. I'm very proud of her. She got a new job with a really big company.
Let's just see.
And maybe this company has a successful young executive owner type who's made a lot of himself at the age of 52. He's a sailor, and, you know, he wants to... You know, he sees something in her.
The operative word is he's filthy rich.
That's the word I'm trying to get to. Boy, it would take a lot. I'd have to meet this guy. Yeah. We'd have to go spend a weekend in a cabin somewhere. He and I and Dick Cheney's
done.
We'd
have to trust you on a hunting trip.
Well, Ryan's in her 20s now, so 20s. 50
it's
wouldn't
not
be
even
so
that
bad.
Big of a deal.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But when she was 16, this guy was 50, she was 16.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. At that point, that's just a sick thing.
They were pretty pathetic for a couple of years. And what an obvious master plot they had, you know, like, oh, everyone's going to freak out and we're going to get all this hate and then we're going to get our own reality show and you're going to be bigger than Paris Hilton ever was. And that's what she wanted. God, she wanted it so bad.
He talked her into that he was her ticket.
They were in this together. I mean, he was a F-lister, had a couple movies under his belt, The Green Mile and plus 1,000 things that nobody cared.
Did you say Dead Body Guy is an F-lister too?
yeah.
Same thing. Yeah,
yeah same thing.
That's not fair. No, that's not fair. This guy's had some real success. And you mentioned The Green Mile. He played the little creepy guy in Green Mile, and he was great at it.
And hasn't had anything
Doug
major.
Hutchison?
Yeah, wasn't he on Lost? Did he have a good role on Lost?
Yes, but if I said, which one of these men is Doug Hutchison before he married Courtney Stodden, you couldn't put his face to the name. Yeah. You couldn't. Nobody knows who he was. Yeah. Anyway, it's great that the marriage is ending. Maybe we'll have to see less of her.
By the way, I just found audio of Doug Hutchison when he talked about the split up.
Yippee-doo!
Hold on, you got to first off, he's going through the...
Boop. Yippee-doo! Boop. I love that.
Boop.
Still to come, an NFL player has been suspended for bullying off the field. It's a Miami Dolphin.
Yeah, this is a tough story.
Two planes collide in midair, yet the passengers and crew are okay. It's a miracle.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Starting out with somewhat clear skies, but clouds thicken up this afternoon, getting some rain by the afternoon commute or late, and a chilly day with highs only around 50.
Tulalip Resort Casino presents Dana Carvey live December 28th. Tickets on sale now on site at the Rewards Club or through Ticketmaster. Find all the exciting details at TulalipResortCasino.com.
Fox Tonight, your favorite night of drama rides again. Bones and Sleepy Hollow return with all new episodes. First on Bones, Booth and Bones hit Buenos Aires for one killer honeymoon.
Someone was murdered and Dr. Brennan has offered to assist in the investigation.
Bones, this is your idea of a honeymoon?
Why is that surprising?
Then, the fight for humanity begins a new chapter.
Brain is missing.
Maybe he found his way back to the revolution.
I think maybe the revolution is coming back to us.
Sleepy Hollow. After an all-new Bones, we are adventure. We are Fox. Two full hours begin tonight at 8 on Q13 Fox. Then, politics around here can get a little crazy. And this is a high-stakes election. Q13 Fox's C.R. Douglas puts it all in perspective as you cast your ballots and as the results come in. When political decisions affect you, C.R. Douglas is right there with you. Only on Q13 Fox.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know that what you have in your pocket is more than your phone. It's your photographer and your restaurant expert, your map maker and your meteorologist. Well, now it can be your money manager, too, with the Navy Federal mobile app. Check balances, transfer funds, make loan or bill payments, find a branch or ATM, even deposit checks by simply snapping a picture. The Navy Federal mobile app. Wherever you go, we're coming with you, just in case you need us. Message and data rates may apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall with a chill in the air and the rain coming down, we cheer the Hawks and Huskies, and it also may be a good time for you to dump a serious alcohol problem. Now, at Chickshadle Hospital at this very moment, patients are walking around the halls smiling, joking, truly enjoying the experience. They're finding the desire to drink, to do the drug thing, vanishing from their minds. Yes, there's lots of long, painful ways to break the habit. Then there's the simple, quick, happy, proud, medically treated Chickshadle way. Now, so many months of the year, we have to put folks on a waiting list. But fall is a great time to get treated, as today rooms are available. That quick 10-day life-changing medical treatment will give you a sensational 2014. Now, deep inside, just between me and you, if you're just a tad over the line, how about giving Chickshadle a call? Or check them out online at chickshadle.com. 10 days will give you a happy, great new 2014. By the way, bring your laptops, your cell phone, your TV in every room. You haven't done anything wrong. Your genes just got hooked, and we treat you with total respect, and we also thank you for listening.
When things get busy, the less you have to think about, the better. So this holiday season, it's great to know you can depend on your neighborhood QFC. It's a great place to pick up all those everyday items you need. Whether it's a quick and easy meal solution for dinner, extra napkins when you're having friends over, or extra batteries, just in case. You'll find all those everyday basics in one stop at your neighborhood QFC. It's convenience you can count on right where you do your regular grocery shopping. And that helps keep the holidays light. Find the freshness and quality you expect and more of what you need this holiday season every day at QFC.
Stop by your neighborhood QFC for a great selection of nutritious options you're going to love. Fresh Northwest-grown Draper Valley whole chicken is on sale for just 88 cents a pound. Crisp, delicious Fuji or Braeburn apples are only 99 cents a pound. All prices with your Advantage card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
At Georgia Boot, lagers are in our DNA. We've taken our rich heritage to the next level with Comfort Core lagers, engineered with durably waterproof and breathable Gore-Tex fabric so that you stay dry and comfortable no matter what. An exclusive Vibram outsole provides superior traction. The Comfort Core 7-foot bed with a layer of memory foam cushions your every step. The Georgia Boot Comfort Core Lager. Rugged, never felt so good.
Georgia Work Boots at one of Whistle Workwear's 8 locations. Whistle Workwear, dedicated to the American worker.
Life is full of special moments and big milestones. Getting the right health care lets you enjoy the moments that matter. And that's where Franciscan Health System comes in.
My husband and I were so excited when we found out I was pregnant. I wanted to find a doctor close to my home in Federal Way. My friend had great things to say about her Franciscan OB, so I went to see her, and I'm so glad I did. We just hit it off. It was my first pregnancy, and I was a little nervous, but she made me feel very comfortable and talked to me about all my options. I also wanted to be prepared if there were any complications. So when I learned that St. Francis Hospital has an ICU just for newborns, I knew it was the right choice. I'll never forget that moment when my doctor handed me my daughter for the first time. I really got everything I wished for.
Let St. Francis Hospital and Franciscan doctors help keep you healthy for life. Learn more at fhshealth.org.
I hate to smile. I haven't been to the dentist in years, and I don't want to be lectured or put down.
If you want your dental work done the most comfortable way possible with the fewest appointments, you should consider having your dental care done while you're sedated. I'm Dr. Mark Cajano, a dentist with Seattle's Best Smiles. I have helped thousands of patients just like you correct years of dental neglect. My goal is to help change your perception of the dentist.
To learn more, call 206-462-2466, 206-462-2466, or visit mysedationvisit.com.
Modern Family, nightly, beginning at 7 on Q13 Fox.
This week at Fred Meyer, save big on apparel for the whole family with the mystery discount. You could save an extra 15, 20, or 30% on top of already low sale prices. So how much will you save? Find out now at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
I asked my friends to tell me, you know, what banks do they use? Why do they like them? And my post was flooded with BECU, switch to BECU.
BECU is fast, friendly, and painless. No big hullabaloo about it.
Their free checking is truly free, and their savings accounts have a very nice interest rate. What's not to love about BECU?
You hit the nail on the head, Amanda C., Barb J., and Jennifer K. At BECU, we believe that doing right by our members benefits us all, which is why we've stuck by our promise of providing checking that's truly free.
It's hassle-free, and it's free, and I just don't know what else you could ask for.
And we couldn't ask for a better endorsement, Linda P. Share the feeling. Enjoy the benefits of truly free checking, free internet and mobile banking, including mobile check deposit, free bill pay and e-statements, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org to get started. $5 minimum balance required to establish membership. BECU is federally insured by the NCUA.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. A few things going on right now. Northbound 405 at 44th, accident there in the Newcastle area, blocking the right lane. And it looks like crews haven't even gotten to the scene yet. So if you're in that back of northbound 405 through the S-curves, leave a lot of room between you and the cars ahead of you because you might have to move over for those response vehicles. Also, I-5 southbound after Highway 104 in Mount Lake Terrace got a stalled vehicle blocking the left general purpose lane, really jamming up things through Linwood.
Hitting the road this Thanksgiving to visit family and friends? Before you start the drive,
Help make sure you're protected with Allstate. Get the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve. For a free quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. Allstate, changing car insurance for good.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Firing up the tube to watch the game with my son. To the man cave, Lord, here she comes. In a Russell Wilson jersey with a big bedazzled up three. Staring at the TV like a lovesick pup. The Hawks win the toss, the teams line up. Just look at her face, she ain't thinking about me. She thinks my cube is sexy. He really turns her on. She never watched the Seahawks till number three came along. She likes the way he scrambles with the football in his hand. I even heard her say he's got a cute tight end. She's not the only girl who's watching with a man on Sundays. She thinks my QB is sexy. Sports never watched none much. When game day's here, now her eyes light up. He does attract her. She thinks my cube is sexy. He really turns her on. She never cared for football till Russell Wilson came along. She likes the way he's humble, always thanking all the fans.
There you go. That's last week's Twisted Tune for the Seahawks. Again, since we made these Twisted Tunes, the Seahawks have had their best season, best start, best recovery from deficit, most wins, fewest losses ever. Does that mean we should keep making the songs?
We have to keep making the songs. Yeah. Joe has to keep eating sandwiches. You have to keep working out.
And no, I have to stop working out.
Tacoma.
I was working out during the first half of the game, and they went down 21 points, and then I went back to my living room and ate bad food.
Okay, stop working out.
I have to eat bad food and sit.
There you go.
Stationary. In front of the TV. I have to be hurting my own
slothful
health.
Slothful.
For them to do well.
We should thank Craig Terrell for singing that one, too. It's funny, Craig's wife, Rachel, wrote online, she says, love the song, but the only Seahawk I ever really found sexy was the singer of that song.
Craig Terrell.
No.
He's a pretty sexy guy, too, especially now.
And by the way, we just played that once, and it has 150,000 views online. So if you want to see that, or if you want to rub it in a country DJ's face, you can go to bobrivers.com. Did we post it yet?
Yeah, it's already posted on our website.
All right. And for this week, it's the Atlanta Falcons. It's an away game.
At the Georgia Dome, the scene of our playoff loss last year.
God, we hardly ever play at home.
Well, we play half of them at home. Technically, we do play half
of them.
So
do we have a lot more home games coming?
Four left on the schedule. Seven games left. Four of them are at home.
Okay. Well, we have New Orleans, Minnesota, St. Louis, and Arizona.
That's it. Right?
So after next week, there'll be six games left. Four out of the last six are at home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's pretty good. But we're going to play some good teams again. We better not be sucking like we were yesterday.
We have to play the real games left on our schedule. People would tell you that's going to be the Saints.
Yesterday was a real game. I don't know if you were there.
Well,
looking like a garden gnome in the end zone.
I was about to say, you know, the New Orleans Saints come to town, and they lost yesterday, so we have the best record in the NFC now. We have to play the Saints here and the Niners in San Francisco, and everybody else on our schedule has a losing record from here on out.
Right.
But given the way they've been playing against these crap teams like the Rams and
it's pretty scary.
And Buccaneers, I'm not sleepwalking through this next game. It's going to be tough.
She thinks my QB's sexy. Russell Wilson, by the way, I thought I saw him look a little worried. Down 21 to nothing. It's the first, but then they always show Russell Wilson sitting on the bench with his Sharpie going over pictures. And are these pictures of the plays he's just experienced?
Yes.
Or are they, so is he getting that kind of intel that quickly during a game?
No, it's the bumper shoot schedule, and he's mapping out what he's going to see on what day.
Is that what it is?
Because you have to have the schedule.
Today.
Do we know exactly what he's looking at? Because they always remark on his work ethic. Mm-hmm. Of how he is studying the game even while he's in it.
All teams have that instant technology. This is the coverage they were in. When you put this formation on offense, this is how they line up on defense. This is what we can do.
This is so he can instantly react when he sees that play again.
Yeah.
When you think about it, how old school is that? That these guys are developing pictures and sending them down there. I mean, he's looking.
Well, they're not developing them in a dark room, Joe. Well, they're printing them out on a quick laser printer.
Right, but why not just hand an iPad and say, look at this, and you can scroll through real quick?
I think they want him to see a snapshot of what the look he's going to get before the play develops.
And I also suspect that the NFL probably has banned all electronics of that sort on the sideline.
Yeah, because there's a camera on the other side of
that. You could be looking at anything, you know, when you hand him an iPad.
He's playing poker down there, online poker with John McCain.
Or he's monitoring the NFL broadcast to hear what they're saying about the other team. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you could be looking at there that might not be, you know, fair for everybody.
Well, anyway. We're working on the song because it's resulted in nonstop wins. We have to do another song, and we're working on a song for this week. I think we're going to record it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks plane to Georgia. They're leaving on the Seahawks plane to Georgia.
Leaving on that fancy plane.
Yes, I'll come and sing.
It's cute, right? Yeah. Will you do the woo woos?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, because
this is
I'll
easy
have
for
to
you.
Be look, in your house we'll while you're overproducing me, and I'll have to be.
We'll
for
give
like
you
six
the
hours.
Same pitch correction machine that Britney Spears used when she was in the nut asylum.
Oh,
you, even you will be able to sing.
I don't need that crap. I have a wonderful voice.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to do a song about how last year's run was stopped in Georgia. And how that's where we got kicked out of the playoffs last year in Atlanta. And now we're coming back on a chartered plane to Georgia.
Sherman may have burned Atlanta, but Atlanta burned us. And we're going back for our revenge this weekend.
That was some deep stuff.
Yeah, listen to right him. There, yeah.
I'm not saying that's a lyrical suggestion. I just, right. When I think
if anybody's
Atlanta,
got lyrical suggestions to Seahawks plane in Georgia, to midnight train to Georgia, send them in now. You can text them to us or email to us in the next 24 hours. We'll finalize the song tomorrow, record it tomorrow.
Are you sure you don't want to even consider doing The Bird is the Word?
That's a terrible song.
Everybody likes it.
They're both birds.
They're both birds.
Yeah.
They're both birds.
What everybody heard. The bird is a whore.
Their bird is a turd.
Birds are a whore.
Bird rhymes with turd.
My bird's weird. Your bird's a turd. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It rings
your bird
itself.
Is a turd. Well, yeah. Your bird is a turd.
I can sing that.
That's all.
Don't you know about our bird? Well, everybody knows your bird is a turd.
Bird's a turd. Our bird's the word.
And now you're done.
Our bird is the word. Your bird is the turd. Well, our bird's
just play that back again every day this week.
Yeah. Do you know what?
We play the Cardinals twice a year. We play the Eagles every once in a while. Yeah. I mean, we get some use out of that one.
Your bird is a turd.
Yeah.
I can do that one, too.
That's it.
That'll be a bonus.
That one. We got to do that one. That one is catchy. He's already in.
That'll be a bonus song. I'll do that one, too.
Okay.
All right. I just have a feeling about that.
Oh, texter.
I have the same feeling George Clooney had about being in that astronaut movie with Sandra Bullock.
Texter says, what about a parody?
I feel myself running out of oxygen.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Seahawks went down to Georgia.
Seahawks went down to Georgia.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. You know how I like my idea better than anybody else?
Yes.
It's holding true.
But Bird is Word was your idea.
It was my idea during the break, and I said it sucked.
Yeah. I disagree.
All right. If you have a preference, feel free to suggest your preference or lyrics for any of those. We're doing a Seahawks song every week. And as long as they're having this incredible season... If they lose two in a row, I think we should stop. What do you think?
No. That's fair weather. Nice jersey.
That's my name.
They won't be losing two in a row this year.
I don't think they will either. They may.
A texter says, you guys need to do newer songs, not old songs. How about Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball?
We'll kill them like a wrecking ball.
By the way,
I can't wait to see the video. Joe naked licking a hammer.
That video's already out. You know, we can just that one from last year.
We'll get you licking the end zone.
I would do a wrecking ball video in some kind of loincloth or something.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Licking the end zone.
You being hauled up by security after tonguing up the goal.
I would lick a football. But, Jody, really, you should do it. Wrecking Ball would be a blast.
I'm all for new songs. I mean, the newer the better. I love that song, Royals, and I was trying to figure out a way to do that.
Yeah. Is there a parody in that?
No, not really. Yeah. All I could get is, you know, we're sizing our Super Bowl rings. That's already been done.
Someone in the market, yeah.
So Royals has been done here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's other stations. Yeah.
That was quick. Who did that? Is that Fitz? No, another one.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, they tried to.
Here's the thing. No offense to anybody else. But your parodies generally are pretty minimally skilled.
No offense taken. Yeah. I'm sure they realize that it's not the same production value and interest that goes
into or creative writing general wisdom.
Excuse me, I'm allergic to that. No offense.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do is parodies.
Don't give it to me because you guys did most of the work on most of these.
But now that you're slowly fair weatherly,
you've sucked
involved,
me in.
Yeah. The production quality is getting a little better as we go.
So anyway, all right. Well, we'll figure out our song during the day today because we have to record it tomorrow.
We're going
to
do
quite a tight schedule.
We're doing one specifically for Atlanta. We got to get on it. You bet.
Yeah, and the good thing about your bird is a turd.
Yeah.
Is that it's every time we play a team with a bird.
Bird.
Yeah. But the bad thing about it is, as fast as you are to laugh at it, that's how fast you will get sick of it.
Say this song one more time. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. What does the bird say? Shut up.
No, hold on a second, because actually, you know that we said that song was going to die soon? Everybody on Facebook during the weekend were posting, win, 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 win. So that's
that became a battle cry.
It became huge, yeah.
Yeah, once little kids start, you know, doing it in their classroom.
Play the high, is it a elementary school in Bellingham?
Mrs. Mann's fifth grade class. Yeah.
Play Mrs. Mann's
let me find it because
fifth grade class. They did a video.
And the video is, I love it, of course.
Paid for by your tax dollars. Are you sure you'd love it? Are you happy with those Bellevue schools?
Bond issue passed up in Bellingham.
Why don't you move to Bellingham so your kid could get that fine education?
This video taught these kids a lot. I mean, they learned about teamwork. They learned a lot of animal stuff. They learned what sounds animals make.
Mugging for the camera.
They learned some good synchronized dance moves. I mean, these kids were good. Like the part where they talk about Marshawn's
Meanwhile, your kid is learning to speak Japanese and take over a big business.
Yeah, admittedly, she's on a little bit different level there, but she's
high but they're just now. Bellingham kids anyway. Oh. You got to prepare them to work in the mini marts.
Oh, Bellingham.
Oh, man. Slam. Take that, Bellingham.
Wow. Those are Aberdeen.
Everybody's
kids.
Stoned in Bellingham.
Oh, that's Bellingham.
Oh, boom. Bellingham's a good high. Here you go.
Browns go woo, Lions meow, Cardinals tweet and Ravens screech, Texans move, Steelers choke, and the Buccaneers go R. So up and screech, and they go purr, and the Jags go ow, ow, ow.
Boy, they really know the words.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love that. That teacher rules.
Yeah.
Seriously, how fun is that?
Only none of those kids will ever get into a decent college.
Come on.
No. That was a reward because they're a good class. That was a reward because they're probably good
students. You know, I know. It's probably a great teacher who's built a lot of teamwork and a lot of camaraderie amongst the students.
Yeah, they don't get to do that because they're all flunking. They get to do that because they're doing great.
Yeah.
Is it teacher.
Mrs. Mann?
Mrs. Mann. And I'm trying to find the name of the elementary school. I apologize. But what a great... I mean, that's a fun class to go to.
Mrs. Mann sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch. Hello, class.
Oh. It's me, Mrs. Mann.
You guys be nice.
We love you, Mrs. Mann.
Yeah.
They were like, you're gonna open your stinking homework.
It was a couple classes. It was like the 12th Kids Club or something.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Oh. So they were rewarded for good work?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you're just thinking so. Well. Yeah, hi, Eric.
And that is Cordata Elementary School.
Ah, cool. Good job, kids. Okay. Text us or feel free to email us, show@bobrivers.com. Choose the Seahawks song you want to hear done tomorrow, and we will get to work. We have the music bed. Well, bird is the word. I'm sure that's easy to
find. Bang that out.
Can you find
quick.
A bird is the word karaoke bed?
Sure.
See if it's out there.
$20 if you can't.
At least there's no background vocals.
Well, you did that song, but it was probably, 30 years ago.
What did I do to that?
Larry Bird, yeah.
Back when the Boston Celtics were huge.
Right. So,
do you know that Larry Bird hurt his foot with the same ankle injury that I had from running? And because he was a big NBA star, and they wanted to get him a few more years of his career, they did this Achilles heel surgery on him where they cut your Achilles heel off because it's got bone spurs on it.
Yeah.
And then they, like Frankenstein, they rivet it back in, hoping it'll grow back. Did not take.
Yeah, thank you.
And so I was, at the time, I was having this running injury and I couldn't run. And I had two choices, go to a traditional Western medicine doctor who said there's this great new surgery and, you know, it might not work, but if it works, you'll be good as new. And then I went to an acupuncturist who mumbled a bunch of voodoo, stuck a few pins in and gave me some like Chinese Bengay to
here,
run on my
ankle. Put dirt in your mouth.
Yeah. And do you know what? I can still run 5 miles to this day.
Wow.
And Larry Bird is a cripple.
No. Larry Bird might not have been able to return to his NBA form. There's Larry Bird is still very, very much a fit guy, and I'm not sure how old Bird is. He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
But there was a story that he's a practice.
They told me his Achilles came off again and didn't. It ended his career.
Oh, Maybe it ended his career. But he's not like gimping around in a wheelchair either.
No, that's
it was
true.
The thing at practice. His team is he was with Indiana, I believe, as an executive.
Right, he's the president of the team, or
so
something.
He's, you know, they're practicing one day and he steps over, just grabs a basketball and drains a three. And walks away, shot, and it's good.
I'm sure standing still, he's still a good shot.
That's what I aspire to.
Yeah. Stand still. All right. 7:52. Did Eminem lip sync on Saturday Night Live? A lot of debate online. Also, Saturday Night Live did a parody of What Does the Fox Say? Was that funny?
I thought it was funny just because I like Kerry Washington and she was the guest host and she participated in this digital short. Pedro doesn't think it's funny, so
he doesn't
have
it.
To beg him to play it.
No,
no, he'll have
it.
Oh, I do have it, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Dad says, sis says, hey, mom says, wow, and brother says, wow, cousin says, money, nephew says, wah. And my grandfather smells gas. Aunt says, uh-huh, uncle is loud. Grandmother says, oh, my hip. But there's one sound that y'all should know. What does my girl say? What does my girl say?
Who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, who that.
Cute, but boy, a little late, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little late, but they kind of made her into an annoying girlfriend who was going through her boyfriend's phone, and then he was bitching about how annoying she was. But Kerry Washington was a great host.
Right.
Did you guys watch it?
Not yet. No? I always tape delay that when I wait to hear whether there was anything good on it.
It was good. Highlighted all the new cast.
Did Eminem lip sync?
I look like he did to me.
There wasn't any moment that proved he was faking it, but he seemed offbeat with his rapping.
Mm-hmm.
According to multiple sources, there's typically a separate mix for broadcast from what the audience there would hear. And those mixes are not always on point. There could also be some glitches in the sound and picture, even if it's a live broadcast. Eminem's first performance includes multiple layers of vocals. Some are, of course, recorded, so it's hard to decipher what's him, what's being sampled, and what's part of a backing track. Here you
are. Either way, it sounded.
Wow.
I mean, you can't really tell if he's lip-syncing from that because it's a thousand different things.
But... Well, the production on the vocal is so good
that
I would say, yes, it's probably lip-sync because it's hard to maintain a uniform distance from the mic and get that clean of a sound live.
I'd say the parts that weren't lip-syncs were the
Yeah, Billy Squire was definitely not there.
And then break it down. I think those were the three parts, and the rest were
probably...
It was
all lip-sync. Yeah.
I like that song, though, because I love that Billy Squire hook. I feel like we should do a rap group.
No.
Steal a bunch of old fart classic rock hooks that we were sick of way back then.
Right.
And play just enough of them that it feels good to hear them again.
Who's going to rap?
I could do that.
Okay.
Done.
There's nothing to it.
So the bird's a turd.
Before we get off the subject of the SNL over the weekend, we probably should do this when we get back. They had another controversy to address, the fact that there's no black women in the cast. And since Kerry Washington was the host, they actually did, in my opinion, pretty hilarious job of addressing it.
They have no black women? And was that an oversight?
They just haven't hired any.
Yeah. I mean, when you hire someone, should you be going, do we have all of our ethnic bases covered?
That's what people are asking the show. Where are they? Why aren't they represented? Why don't you have a token?
Well, just so you can do the skits right. I mean, who's going to be Michelle Obama? You need a cross section of people just so you can have people to fill those roles.
Well, you can play a black person.
Who's going to be Beyonce
without being black?
That
method acting of putting makeup on your face is getting less and less okay to do.
But it's okay to do when you're at a party or something. Less okay you're speaking at a podium at your wife's deal.
I don't know. It's kind of less okay when you're at a party anymore, too.
But I think that, you know, if I can be a Romulan or a Klingon, why couldn't I just get in any makeup to be anything? In a movie or a show, why not?
Of course, if you were a black female comedian, you'd probably be like, hey, how about us? Are you saying there's not one of us?
How come they're not hiring real Romulans? How come they're putting people in makeup?
Exactly.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This update is brought to you by Shell. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. A few things going on right now. Northbound 405 at 44th, accident there in the Newcastle area, blocking the right lane. And it looks like crews haven't even gotten to the scene yet. So if you're in that back of northbound 405 through the S-curves, leave a lot of room between you and the cars ahead of you because you might have to move over for those response vehicles. Also, I-5 southbound after Highway 104 in Mount Lake Terrace got a stalled vehicle blocking the left general purpose lane, really jamming up things through Linwood.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk in your intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines, and it starts in your very first tank, all of which makes your drive more exciting. Choose Shell V-Power today.
Good morning, Seattle.
Thank you for trusting Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
The news is back in the morning, CBS This Morning.
Did you wake up today with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News and CBS This Morning?
Breaking news in Seattle this morning.
Major developments on the diplomatic front.
If you're not starting your day with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News and CBS This Morning,
Dundre's state of emergency following yesterday's deadly clashes.
You're not just missing the news.
Cairo 7 has new information on the suspect.
Or important information.
Weather and traffic for you every 10 minutes.
Storm tracker shows heavy showers moving
coming in.
Not a morning to be on I-5.
You're missing an experience.
Cairo 7 gives you a never-before-seen look inside.
You only get on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News, 4:30 to 7 a.m., followed by CBS This Morning.
Only on CBS This Morning.
Tomorrow, when you wake up, make us part of your morning routine.
Video you will only see on Cairo 7.
And be better prepared when you walk out the door.
Very dangerous conditions this morning.
It is very slow going if you're coming in from the south.
Watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News from 4:30 to 7 a.m., followed by CBS This Morning.
Plan a memorable fall or holiday getaway to Victoria at ClipperVacations.com.
This report is brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Starting out with somewhat clear skies, but clouds thicken up this afternoon, getting some rain by the afternoon commute or late, and a chilly day with highs only around 50.
Welcoming Natalie Cole for a special performance December 20th. Experience the legendary Natalie Cole as she performs her hits and classics for one unforgettable evening. Natalie Cole only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Over 65 years, Group Health Cooperative has stood for healthcare and healthcare coverage working together on the same side. Yours. Today we continue to share one goal. Group Health. Get started at ghc.org/onegoal.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or